Blue Ridge Mountain Blues, and his album is called The Early Years, 1957 to 1958. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC 89.7 FM, Los Altos Hills. 12 o'clock. All right, I'm Sally Gooden. This is a special on the beginnings of bluegrass. Bill Monroe is considered the father of bluegrass. He's the one who sort of what happened was he took folk songs, sped them up, put them in the key of B instead of G, and sped them up and called it bluegrass, and it works, and it's still going strong today. There is, in fact, I'm going to a bluegrass festival this coming weekend. It's down in Parkfield, which is in the middle of nowhere. Thursday through Sunday, Bluegrass Festival. There's a lot of them going on. If you like bluegrass, you could look up Bluegrass Festival. Google it. You'll find a lot of them. There's one over Father's Day weekend up in Grass Valley. There's one called the Good Old Fashioned that happens down in Tres Pinos. And I don't know what it is. I used to be a country person. I used to like country music. I never really liked rock and roll, to tell you the truth. I was always a country, especially the classic stuff like Hank Williams and that kind of stuff. And one day a fellow that I played music with said, listen, you need to learn this bluegrass stuff. And he came over to my house. He brought over some Stanley Brothers and some Bill Monroe. And I was just hooked from then, especially the Stanley Brothers. There was something about them and their harmonies and their songs. But it's really got a hold on me. I really like this stuff. All right, so anyway, enough personal stuff. More music. Here's some more Jimmy Martin, one of my faves, the King of Bluegrass on KFJC.
From Kentucky, she's found another man. I can't even kiss her, can't even hold her hand. The moon we used to love beneath is still up in the sky. So now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Kill my Sophrony, left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. Bill Gable blows his bugle, I'll be a-loving that sweet girl. She means more to me than the whole wide world. I used to be a killer with the women, me oh my. But now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. Slay the pretty girls from Maine to Alabama. I love them very much at first, and I let them down. I've seen so many pretty eyes and filled with bitter tears. Find them and forget them, but now I have my fears. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back here. Yeah?
Like to do some sacred song for you folks here. We done this tune on our first show, but so many neighbors ask us to do it over that come in late. And as I said before, we're only too happy to do the numbers that your neighbors are kind enough to request. One here entitled Cabin on the Hill.
There's a happy child at home.
To wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Neath the shadow of a tree.
Neath the shadow of a tree.
I would like to linger still.
I would like to linger still.
Just to be with old fellows.
Just to be with old
fellows. Joy my heart would overfill.
Joy my heart would overfill.
And I want to wander back.
And I want to wander back. To the cabin on the hill.
To wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Beneath the shadow of a tree.
Beneath the shadow of a tree.
I would like to linger still.
I would like to linger still.
Just to be with those alone.
Thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most.
I'm deep in meditation, searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time. When I'm feeling lonely, thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most. When old friends get together in any kind of weather, I feel like I'm left behind. I miss your arms stealing around me so appealing. Gosh, I miss you all the time. Searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time.
Drink champagne out under the stars, while others drink wine leaning over a bar. But all that I need, dear, to make me feel fine, is to know that your love will forever be mine. I'd give an ocean of just a few hours, hear you whisper softly that you love me too, would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue.
Had a lot of requests for one here entitled "The Girl in the Blue Velvet Band." Corner of
she placed her small hand. She planted the evidence song for the girl in the blue velvet band. And the girl in the blue velvet band, she left me the face of the trouble with a diamond that was worth 10 grand. They sent me to prison for stealing. God knows I'm an innocent man, but the guilty one now lies dying for the girl in the blue velvet band. But I'm leaving. I'll carry that name of a man who served 10 years in a prison for the girl in the blue velvet band.
All right, you're listening to KFJC. Sorry, I'm doing something. Someday we'll... Got it. All right. So, that last one, that was Hi-Lo Brown. The Girl in the Blue Velvet Band was the name of the track. This is a live album called In Concert, put out by Copper Creek Records. Hi-Lo Brown from... La, 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 la. Yeah, just let me know if this gets too slick for you. Okay. Hi-Lo Brown, 1959. Gosh, we still haven't even gotten into the 60s yet. Before that, Jimmy Martin, the track Ocean of Diamonds from his album called The King of Bluegrass. Also from the late 50s, 58. Jim and Jesse, before that, Gosh, I Miss You All the Time, from their album. It's a collection put out by CMH Records called The Jim and Jesse Story. Before that, Hi-Lo Brown again, that same In Concert album from before, and that was Cabin on the Hill, gospel tune. There's actually a lot of gospel happens in bluegrass. I don't think I have much. I don't think I'm playing much this time around. I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of gospel. Before that, Flatten Scruggs, The Ballad of Jed Clampett. Now, this is an interesting story, Flatten Scruggs. This is from an album, a vinyl record called Flatten Scruggs Greatest Hits. They did two or three different songs for television shows. They did that one, The Beverly Hillbillies. What else? I think it's on here. Petticoat Junction. They did one for that. And they did another one, Pearl, Pearl, Pearl. It says, as featured on the Beverly Hillbillies. The interesting thing to me about Flatten Scruggs is that they broke up. Well, hopefully we'll get to it. I don't know if I'm even going to get to it. But they broke up in around 1968. They put out an album called Nashville Airplane, where they did psychedelic songs. Like they did Jefferson Airplane songs and weird stuff. And Lester Flatt disliked it so much that he refused to play these songs on the live. He did the album, but he refused to play them live. And the band broke up shortly after that. And but to me, it's ironic because he would do things like The Ballad of Jed Clampett, which, I don't know, seems pretty silly to me. But anyway, we'll get to all that later, hopefully. So that was Flatten Scruggs, The Ballad of Jed Clampett, from their album Greatest Hits. Started off that whole set with Jimmy Martin doing Sofroni, also from the King of Bluegrass album. Jimmy Martin, yep. All right, so I'm Sally Gooden. This is a Mayhem special, Bluegrass, The Beginnings. Started around 1940 with a fellow named Bill Monroe. I'm up to almost 1960. We have way too many albums. I was thinking I could do, this would be an easy thing to do. It's not. We have too many albums for me to even figure it out, but I got this one figured out. So, moving right along. Hank Hill, Stanley Alpine, and the Sweet Mountain Boys is what's coming up next. Now, I'm going to have to read this, but I think that these are these real people? I guess. I don't know. Hank Hill, Stanley Alpine, and the Sweet Mountain Boys. Great songs of the bluegrass. Well, anyway, that's what's coming up next. We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart is the track. And you are listening to KFJC.
Give my my burdens down. I will give my heart to Jesus when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. I will tell him all my troubles when I lay my burdens down. I will tell him all my troubles when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down.
Begins to fall. You can sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming for me. Will be worthwhile. Forget the tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming for me.
If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do with me.
I'm gonna go down where the water's no deeper. I'm taking no chances now, you see. If you don't start treating me a little bit better, I'm gonna do away with me.
If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me.
I if you don't start treating me a little bit better. I'm gonna do away with me.
If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me.
Tell me how you feel about it. You're running me crazy, can't you see? If you don't start treating me a little bit better, I'm gonna do away with me.
If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me.
Yeah. Billy.
That you knew was true, blue night. I've got you on my mind. Because my love is gone, blue night, blue as I can be.
All right, you're listening to KFJC 89.7. This is the Bluegrass Special. That was Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, and the track was called Blue Night. It is from his album called Bluegrass Time. And I'm going to get the paper so I can tell you when that happened. 1967. All right. Before that, the Kentucky Colonels. Their album is called Living in the Past, live album. And that track was called If You're Ever Gonna Love Me. Kentucky Colonels, 1965. Flattin' Scruggs before that with the track You Are My Flower. This is a vinyl album called Flattin' Scruggs' Greatest Hits on Columbia. You Are My Flower. Bill Clifton, before that, When I Lay My Burdens Down, Bluegrass in the American Tradition is the name of his album. And, oh, I have it right here, Bill Clifton, 1965. And started off that set with Hank Hill, Stanley Alpine, and the Sweet Mountain Boys. We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart. That's one of the classic bluegrass. And their album is called Great Songs of the Bluegrass. Hank Hill. And that was from 1963. All right, moving along. This is, I'm Sally Gooden. I'm here on Mondays, 10 to 2. This is a bluegrass special. Bluegrass is music that I know something about. And country I kind of know something about, but it's huge. It's such a huge bunch of different songs. But this, bluegrass, I kind of have a handle on it, especially this early stuff. This is, if you wanted to get into bluegrass, this stuff that I'm playing, this is the stuff you should know about. These are the classics. This is where it all started. It started in like the 40s, 1940. And I'm still, I'm up to the 60s. So far it hasn't really changed all that much. And it's interesting. Some of the people, even today, sound like they recorded 80 years ago, and some of them sound completely different. Coming up next, I am playing an instrumental. There are lots of instrumentals in bluegrass. I'm hardly playing any. Because there's just so much selection to choose from, but I probably should at some point do a special on bluegrass instrumentals, because if you play the music, you need to know these songs. That's the thing about bluegrass that's so great, is that there's so many standard songs that everybody in the bluegrass genre knows that you can jam with just anybody. You don't have to know them. You don't have to know what their repertoire is, because it's the same as yours for the most part, especially these old tunes. So you can go to these bluegrass festivals and you can jam with people you don't know and hear lots of songs you do know and hear some songs you don't know. And it's just kind of a wonderful community of people, bluegrass. Anyway, here's Flatten Scruggs doing Earl's Breakdown. Earl Scruggs was very well known for his three-finger style banjo playing, and here's an example of it. Earl's Breakdown on KFJC. Thank you.
sun dark color, where the sun don't ever shine, than to be at home alone and knowing that you're gone would cause me to lose my mind. Then blow your whistle, freight train, take me far on down the trail. I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going but I ain't coming back. Sun dark hollow, where the sun don't ever shine, than to be in some big city, in a small room with your love on my mind. Then blow your whistle, freight train, take me far on down the trail. I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
time. I travel fast on this hard road, you see. I'm not here to judge or plead, just to give my poor heart aid. Baby, you don't know my mind today.
Sings. I miss my darling. She loved me, I know. She always will. There's a bluebird singing.
There's a bluebird singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountain.
In the Blue Ridge Mountain.
It's calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear.
Oh, I can hear.
Those bluebirds calling.
Those bluebirds calling.
They're calling me back to my home.
There's a bluebird singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountain.
Blue Ridge Mountain.
That's calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the bluebirds calling.
The bluebirds calling.
They're calling me back to my
singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountain. It's calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the bluebirds calling.
Bluebirds calling.
They're calling me back to my home.
Yesterday, our stepping stones that paved the way to heartaches of the love I can't forgive. I found this out to be so true, for all my memories of you have marked my lonely pathway of regret. Our only stepping stones at me at the end of the pathway of heartbreak. Misery and bitter tears in this night that's filled with fear are stepping stones that show me my mistake. Never helped to pave the way.
spoken, fire's company to do. Down her cheeks a teardrop flowing, there at last she bid him say, sad but firm they come, they said, Maggie dear, I'm called away. Goodbye, Maggie.
Goodbye, Maggie.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
I will think of you each day.
Of you each day.
It's decreed.
It's decreed that I must see you. If you know,
Maggie dear, I'm called.
Listening to KFJC 89.7. All right. That's one of my favorite songs. Actually, these are kind of all my favorite songs. That was the Lily Brothers. The track was called Goodbye Maggie. And this is from a collection put out by Prestige Records called The Prestige Folklore Years, Volume 3, Roots and Branches. The Lily Brothers. Before that, Jimmy Martin and the track Steppin' Stones from his album called You Don't Know My Mind from Rounder Records. Let's see, where are we? Rounder Records, You Don't Know My Mind, 1961. Before that, The Country Gentleman. The track was called The Bluebirds Are Singing, and that is from their album called The Early Rebel Recordings. That's from 1962. Before that, another Jimmy Martin, also from You Don't Know My Mind. In fact, the title track from that album, You Don't Know My Mind. And that's from 1960. Before that, the Kentucky Colonels, a live album called Living in the Past, and the classic tune Dark Hollow. And started off that set with Flatten Scruggs doing instrumental Earl's Breakdown, This is a collection from Columbia called Flat and Scruggs' Greatest Hits. That little thing that happens, I'm not really saying it very well, in the instrumental in Earl's Breakdown, where he actually untunes one of his strings to make that sound. And they make little things that you can put on your banjo so you can turn it to just the right place and then turn it back to just the right place just to make that sound. Earl Scruggs did a lot for the banjo, let me tell you. It was not considered such a foremost instrument back then, and he brought it into the bluegrass world, did this three-finger style. That was a new thing, and now people consider the banjo as the ultimate bluegrass instrument, even though Bill Monroe started off with the mandolin, but what can you do? All right, I'm Sally Gooden. I'm here on Mondays, 10 to 2. This is a bluegrass special. Started out in 1940s, and I'm up to about the 63 or 64. What do we got? Country Gentlemen again from their early Rebel recordings. A track called The Fields Have Turned Brown, 1962 on KFJC.